So our next speaker is Stuart from APRA. Stuart Bingham has had a number of roles in his 8 years at APRA, including Senior Manager in the Diversified Institutions Division, where he has supervised ADIs, life insurers, general insurers and superannuation funds, and also Head of Life Insurance Risk in the Supervisory Support Division. Stuart currently represents APRA on the Capital Solvency and Field Testing Insurance Group, Working Group of the International Association of Insurance Supervisors. Stuart has over 30 years of experience in life insurance and wealth management industry. So please welcome Stuart.
Thank you, Rashi, and thanks for the opportunity to talk on this important topic. And thanks to Adam and Jeremy for their presentations. In a lot of ways, I thought they could both have been delivered by an APRA person, and their messages were very consistent with the messages APRA will give and probably very consistent with the things I'm going to talk about. So today I'm going to talk about the current position with regards to stress testing, APRA's objectives in conducting an industry stress test, and what APRA sees as good practice in stress testing. So APRA has put a lot of focus on stress testing in recent years, as indeed have regulators around the world. There's two types of stress testing, the ones that we want to become a core part of supervision. They are the insurer's own stress testing and the APRA-led industry-wide stress testing. The introduction of the ICAP reports included an emphasis on stress testing. The first ICAP reports were a learning curve for APRA and the industry. In feedback to insurers and in a letter issued to industry, stress testing was an area where we saw as needing to be strengthened within these reports. We're encouraged that many general insurers have since improved stress testing in their ICAP reports and are also looking at how stress testing can be useful in business planning. Second type of stress testing, the APRA-led industry stress testing, is a cross-industry approach and very much a strategic decision that we want stress testing to be one of the central elements of our supervision. And in the second half of 2016, we will be conducting the first general insurance industry-wide stress test. APRA has been conducting stress tests in the banking industry periodically in recent years, and we've just recently concluded the first life insurance stress test. Our intention is to commence a cycle of stress tests in the general insurance industry so it becomes a regular part of supervision and of insurers' practices, probably every 3 to 4 years. So our objectives in conducting the stress test. We view the APRA-led industry stress test as being complementary to the insurer's internal stress testing. By reviewing insurer's stress testing capabilities, we can promote better practice and therefore encourage development in this area by participants and across the industry more broadly. We can do this by benchmarking insurer's results and capabilities against peers, aiding insurer's own scenario development, and sharing observations and better practice with the industry. Industry stress testing also provides a perspective on capital resilience and mitigating actions, which complements insurer stress testing in the ICAPs. Some of the previous stress test work in the ADI industry was carried out at points in time when that industry was facing particular stresses. But I'd like to point out the GI stress test is at the moment is not a response to a particular threat in the current operating environment, but rather is focused on building up our capability to understand the industry's stress tolerances at any time, and as noted, to encourage development of insurers' stress testing capabilities. So what does good practice in stress testing look like from an APRA perspective? So the first area I want to talk about is governance. Consistent with our general view of the role of boards, APRA expects oversight and challenge by boards which can be evidenced. And it was fascinating to see the pie chart earlier about boards' involvement in the ICAPs. The board or relevant committee should be involved in the design of the stress test framework and when material changes are proposed. Boards should challenge stress testing design and results. You'll often hear APRA talk about the word challenge and our expectation that boards challenge. We use it frequently, and I'll give a few examples about what we mean when we say this. So we don't expect boards to be experts in modelling or in actuarial science, but we do expect that they would actively engage with management and to, for example, challenge whether stress assumptions are reasonable. We expect boards to have a view. An example would be asking management to explain and justify their overall approach and how they arrived at particular stress parameters. Another example would be working through stress test results with management. For example, this might be discussing material, whether they're results, whether they're unexpected or counterintuitive, or whether they're expected. Also asking why particular mitigating actions were or were not taken, and asking management to explain what the results mean for strategy, capital management, capital triggers, and plans in the business overall. We're aware that some boards hold workshops dedicated to stress testing, and we certainly see this as good practice. Boards and senior management also need to have a strong understanding of the limitations, assumptions, and uncertainties associated with stress tests. This is very similar to the message that AFRID's been giving regarding catastrophe modelling as well. Relevant business executives need to be involved in the stress testing process, providing input on scenario selection, design, assumptions, and results. And so I certainly echo Jeremy's comments about making it fun and getting a range of people involved in stress testing. An area that AFRA will be looking at in the future is the way in which the CRO, the appointed actuary, and the business lines work together on stress testing. So stress testing should not be simply seen as an actuarial exercise. We believe that an effective process will see significant involvement from all these areas. For example, risk functions and business lines can provide key input and challenge to the scenario narrative and parameters and provide valuable perspectives on results. We would also like to see more extensive engagement with insurers on aspects such as plausibility of scenarios, risks that can be assessed via stress testing, and how insights gleaned from stress testing can be used in risk management. Finally, APRA expects insurers to have adequate documentation around stress testing, and this should extend beyond the ICAP summary statement and provide a clear articulation of the totality of the framework. Scenario development. Scenario development is a critical step in stress testing. It allows boards, scenario, senior management, and business line management attention to be drawn to key risks. It helps focus insurers on the environment and emerging risks. APRA believes that including a narrative for the scenario gives the scenario context and plausibility and will bring additional realism to the approach. And by a narrative, we mean a commentary on the overall conditions in which the scenario is set. Something more than a bold statement about stress parameters and assumption. It will contain details on the overall environment, big picture parameters, and enough detail on what unfolds for the business to determine appropriate parameters and impacts on the business that are cohesive. One of the advantages of a narrative is that it assists in identifying flow-on effects and how different risks interact with each other. We believe the narrative also aids business line management in highlighting areas that need to be further clarified or included. Severity is an important aspect of scenario design. There should be a range of scenarios tested, but ultimately they should be severe but plausible. And you'll hear APRA talk a lot about stress testing being severe but plausible. Severe means a scenario that is severe enough to be meaningful. So generally, we would expect it to be outside the range of normal experience. At the same time, it must be plausible, enough of a realistic possibility to be taken as credible and also coherent and relevant. Assessment of these factors can be made by looking at past experience and also by considering how the future might be different. Clearly, experience and judgment need to be applied in doing this. Some of the parameters of severe but plausible might be well outside those used to determine regulatory capital. This doesn't mean that such scenarios are implausible, nor does it mean that APRA expects institutions to hold capital to meet the possible impact of such scenarios. What it does mean, however, is that APRA expects boards and management to think deeply about the risks they face and structure their risk appetite, strategy and capital plans accordingly. APRA's industry-wide stress test is also designed to be severe but plausible. And I guess ultimately you will all decide and have a view on whether we've achieved this. Scenarios considered can include those based on historical precedents as well as hypothetical scenarios based on emerging risks. Such emerging risks might be global or local. The scope of the scenario and the resulting parameters are calculations and should be broad enough to ensure all relevant risks are considered. We think that the what-if question is an important question to ask and can be really useful in developing scenarios. Capital requirements generally consider instantaneous shocks and shock risks separately. Stress testing, however, generally considers how stresses occur over time and how various risks interact. We expect that over time, insurers will move beyond modelling single-period, single-factor shocks and be able to model more adeptly the impact of multiple simultaneous shocks over a multi-period time horizon. This is the direction the rest of the world is moving, and APRA believes this is the approach the insurers here ought to adopt as well. So thank you, and I'll be happy to join in the panel in answering questions, and please make sure that I don't get all of them.